Our theater critic, Jaewon Russick, has been to see the Peanuts parody, Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, at the Spotlighters Theater in Baltimore. She brings us this review.
Pity the poor Peanuts gang. High school has not been good to them. Bert V. Royal's play, Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead, begins with C.B., as Charlie Brown is called, mourning the death of his beloved beagle, who contracted rabies and savagely slaughtered a yellow bird. His friends' lives are at least as troubled. C.B.'s sisters become goth. Linus Van Pelt, called Van in the play, is a stoner. His sister is an institutionalized sociopath. Dog Sees God might sound like an amusing spoof on Charles M. Schulz's comic strip, but Burt Royal's play and the Spotlighters' production are deeply earnest, maybe too earnest. Like the group counseling scene near the end, much of the play feels like a series of sessions in which the characters act out psychodramas about topics including drug abuse, homophobia, teen suicide, and bullying, especially bullying.
I'd rather you say that we beat the crap out of you because we can't stand you than to say that you're just messing with me. That implies a light teasing or slightly opprobrious behavior. I haven't been to the cafeteria in 2.5 years. Out of fear of going home with some part of it smeared across my shirt, I haven't gone to a bathroom on campus since my head slammed into a wall. I believe you were there.
I didn't do that.
Yeah? Well, you didn't stop it either.
That was Schroeder's character, called Beethoven here, bullied even by C.B. because his classmates think he's gay. Reed Delisle and Sean Dinan deliver two of the most affecting performances as shy Beethoven and confused C.B. All of the characters' names have been tweaked and their predicaments heightened to a point that, in several performances, reaches the level of shrieking. But then, Dog Sees God is largely about kids out of control. A party at Marcy's house when her folks are away basically becomes an orgy. The characters played by April Ariana Jones, Melanie Glickman, and Dennis Binseal, as a sexist pig formerly known as Pigpen, wake up partly unclothed and loosely draped in a floor mat from a game of Twister.
Oh, did that really happen last night, or did I dream it?
No, we definitely had a threesome last night, but Trisha passed out pretty early on.
No, I mean the part about CB, kissing that thing last night.
Oh, well, that happened too.
You guys have to scream.
The adults in Dog Sees God, like the adults in the Peanut TV specials, are reduced to offstage voices that sound like, wah, wah, wah. They aren't paying attention. This play attempts to change that by creating awareness. The title, Dog Sees God, shows up in a joke Beethoven tells C.B. But it's also a palindrome, perhaps intended to suggest that attitudes can be reversed. Spotlighters is doing its part to create awareness by following each performance with a discussion. Information on suicide prevention and the dangers of bullying is included in the program, and there's extensive literature in the lobby. Fuzz Rourke, Spotlighter's executive director and the director of this production, would like to take this show into middle and high schools. The profanity, there's a lot of it, and some of the situations would probably have to be changed. But the students would recognize the way the characters talk, the excessive focus on being popular, the struggle for identity, and many of the other crises the characters face. Dog Sees God becomes too preachy, and a few of the Spotlighters' actors need to concentrate more on diction and less on volume. But what the play has to say brought some audience members to tears at the performance I attended. So good grief! The Peanuts characters may have grown up in a scary world, but this play helps them, and you, cope.
Theater critic Jaewon Russick. Dog Sees God, Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead will be up at the Spotlighters Theater through this Sunday, June 28th. We've got more information at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the contrast between the colors we see and the colors that stay in our memory. Stay with us on 88.1.